Okay, so I'm sorry, last week I left you a little bit in suspense. Okay. I just want to point out that, you know, what's happening over here is that the Ramban clearly understands that Derech Rabbeinu is, you know, it's a very strange thing when you're having a discussion about the Rambam with a Maim of Chazal of Simloi, okay? And the question is, the Chachmei HaMeseir have one approach, and Derech HaPshat is a different approach, okay? The question is, which approach would you take in a rabbinic sefer, okay? So, you know, I would have said the rule of thumb is to take the approach of Derech HaBaseinu. And it's interesting, you know, the Gemara Chagiga clearly on the Vov Men Aleph, Vov Men Beis, you know, Rabbi Yishmol HaMakolos Nemo Basinai, Protes Borel Moyed, and and Rabbi Akiva says that Kolos HaProtes Nemo Basinai, Benishnu Borel Moyed, V'Nishtal Shubi Abbas Moyed. Okay? And Ramban al-Teira quotes in Sopo Chukosai, quotes Rabbi Akiva as Derech HaBaseinu. That's Derech HaBaseinu. And the Ramban al-Teira is also, the end of Chukosai, the whole thing, you know. He goes back and forth about this issue in Derech HaBaseinu. And another place in Chumash, in Dvorim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, he quotes the Yushalmi that Shmona Chamish is a Kain and Mehem Kama Nevim, Hoyim Mitzvah on Adova, Omo Kosov Eila Mitzvah Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, Eilu HaMitzvah Nistal Mipi Moshe, Kach Omo Lono Moshe, Ve'ei Novi Acher, Oseh L'Chadish Dova Lachem. So, it's not Moshe only. So, it was very clear, you know, Ramban and Chumash many times, you know, However, the Ramban is very clear that Derech HaPshat doesn't go this way. And Derech HaPshat, that it there's a whole different story. And he does something which I'm not sure what he's trying to do. Okay, I can tell you what he does. But I'm just, I'll tell you what I'm sure, but I'm not sure if he's going a second step. He doesn't mention the second step. The question is, what is Har Sinai? So, it's not a geographical question. I mean, it is, but, you know, we're not trying to find where the mountain is, okay? But the real issue over here, is it the mountain itself, where the Aseres HaDibros were given? Or we're talking about something more broader than that, the whole area around this, which is called Midbar Sinai. So then, even after they left Har Sinai, the mitzvahs which were said in that whole tkufa, until they really started going, also could have been attributed to Sinai. Okay? See, he does that in the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, Bahar Sinai, because he says, once you do that, he says, V'atam b'chol, he says, Da'derech hapshat shuro, asher tziv Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai, b'yom tzvos v'nei Yisrael, ki tzivu b'miluyim Bahar Sinai, v'chein b'oil moed, v'chatos b'oil v'chatos, v'chein chatos b'oil v'chatos, v'tziv minchas, במנחה ואושם בזיפחה שם מצום במדבר סיני ובאול מועד. Okay, then he says ויתוכן. See, the Ramban has a whole flip. He has a Derech HaPshat, and so he says the word ויתוכן a lot of times with Chumash. He's not sure about it, but with trepidation he's ready to go another step. ויתוכן כי תם בהר סיני במוקרים הזה לפני הר סיני ובאול מועד. So then, Oil and Moed and Har Sinai and everything is all the same. and the world changes. And then he continues, "Vatam b'chol eile ki Yisrael chonu l'pnei Hashem har Sinai v'kov loy tichsiv v'yichan shom Yisrael neged ahor v'shom omdu adnosam mishom medbar poron v'hinei osu oil moy v'kimu oisar l'pnei ahar v'mizlochay v'shom eschil b'ah." And so he does this in terms of Pshuta Shalitra. But, you could imagine, I'm not saying he did it, but you can imagine, once you do that, you can say that the member of Rav Simloy of Nemru Sinai, and there it doesn't even say Har Sinai, you could flip it a little bit, okay? So that's just an aside, okay? But that doesn't in any way, the point that he makes about Aharon is not going to help you, unless you're ready to say that the Gius is like the Halach of the Earth in Tzavu Yisrael, or you have to say it's Lav Dafka. Now, we also pointed out that Rav Chaim and the Rambam in Yisrael Hashmini, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a different chesed of Nevuah. And we pointed out that Chaim learns that means because this Nevuah is Teira, and there are a lot of different proofs that are going to say that. So, we just pointed out that it comes very strange that you're going to want to say that these parishes. You see, we also pointed out, you don't want to say that the Ramban disagrees that Torah is for Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And you also don't want to say Torah Shebal Peh is from Torah Shebal or Torah Shebal Peh. Okay? So then, you have to just ask yourself, maybe it's possible, and that's what we left off last week, that Torah, B'Ksav, and Torah Shebal Peh is Moshe, and that Moshe. And mitzvahs might not require Moshe. But then, we left off with a problem, which is offhand, Ech Kamocha can be managed, which I want to deal with now, and try to answer it, and then go a little further here and there with different things. How could it be then, but it's very clear in Ramban, that the mitzvahs, some mitzvahs said to Aaron, and Bater is Tariag. Otherwise, the whole discussion here wouldn't make any sense. So if the mitzvah said to Aaron, so what does it mean about the Vinovi? And when someone violates Suyayin, what exactly happens over here? Okay? That was my question. Correct? So if you want, you can say you had a week to think about it. But I'll be frank with you, if I didn't know the answer, and the answer didn't come to me it's not an answer that comes to you like that is usually worth exactly that. So I'll tell you what I think. Okay, I'm not saying that I hope that after I think you think I don't know if you're going to say kizere v'kadesh, but all I ask you is to think this is very serious that it might be the pshat, okay? And more than that, there's something else. See, what happens is two things which are very much bothering me for a while have come together, and both of them really answering each other, okay? That's the beauty of it, if it's true, okay? The next step. Ramban ala Teira says in the Hakdoma to Teira, and you would expect the Hakdoma to Pirush Teira is the Yisidus in Teira. In the Hakdoma to his Pirush ala Teira, Vietnam Lacho. As a Lucha Yisro Evin, Vatera Vamitzvah. Teira is Teira Shebiksav. He has two pshatim what that means exactly. And mitzvah, he says, is mispar hamitzvahs. Mispar hamitzvahs is like va mitzvah mispar hamitzvahs kulon asay v'leis asay. That's Lashon Rambam. So, you know, I said to myself, when I first saw this Rambam, I don't know if I said the first time, the second time, or the seventh time, I don't know, you know, what does he mean? What's the importance of this? You know, if I'd been to Gematrias, different, more metaphysics, I'd be flying around with things which I know I don't understand, okay? So I say, okay, no. Oh, but that's the pshat in the pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shalom is that important for the Rebbeinu Shalom to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that it's Har Sinai. Vatera v'amitzvah. And you understand yourself. The Rambam was very careful to do this. Because since B'derech HaPshat, the Tayyad Mitzvahs were not said to Moshe Mi-Sinai, so a mitzvah could not mean the mitzvahs themselves. So you understand why the Rambam did it. We don't have a clue of what he did. Okay? So that's the second question. Which itself is you see, the first question is you don't understand what Torah is all about, okay? The second question is you don't know what the Ramban wanted, and not dumb, there's something going on here which is very important, which you have no clue of what it is. He's not saying there's Derech HaEmes or something like that. That's the pshat in the pasuk. So I would tell you the following. The same way, let me read to you another one by another tailor. Ramban clearly says, one second, I'm just going to find it, because it's very important, the lesson here. I'm sorry, I guess it's Kedai to take this.
He said Mispar HaMitzvahs?
Yes, but he says the word is Mispar HaMitzvahs. Mispar HaMitzvahs. No. Okay. Sorry. No. Okay. What it is, I think the Ramban in Shmos somewhere.
he says very clearly, actually here,
The Ramban clearly says that Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Torah had to be B'Shmo HaGadol. The Ramban in Shmos clearly says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Torah had to be B'Shmo HaGadol. Okay? That's very important, okay? Because that's the Vus Moshe Rabbeinu Shmo HaGadol. Okay? And the problem is, when you move out to out of Har Sinai on Oil Moed, there also was only the Kvod Ha'anan. It wasn't also there. It was only Har Sinai itself. You have it there, read it.
Gimel
Yugimel. Gimel
Yugimel.
You just read it.
Who are you there? Here, Torah lo tiyam saying b'shem kel shakai and nisbar b'avos. Rak Hashem agodol b'avoyo
olam. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had this written down here somewhere. Oh, the Torah lo tiyam saying b'shmoy hagodol. Okay.
So that's Dafka and Har Sinai.
Yeah, because the Ramban's opinion was, see, the Rambam, I'm not sure, Nevuas Moshe and Shmo HaGadol, I don't know when it, you know, once it kicked in, it could have been in general. I don't know, the Ramban seems to say that the Shmo HaGadol was in Har Sinai, okay? He does make a mention of the Shmo HaGadol when he talks to the Bris Men of Solom, that the Alofel that was there, if you read the Ramban looking back at it now, you see it in the Bris Men of Solom, is a very interesting mention of the Shmo HaGadol, okay? But the Shmo HaGadol, I thought that's Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from V'era, El Hashem, V'Yishmi Hashem Lo Nodoti Behem, but there, in the obvious, was Kel Shakai. Why? Because in the Kel Shakai, it's an under Chetz of Nevuah, it's the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu Shmo HaGadol. And Torah had to be Shmo HaGadol. So you understand more so the relationship, according to Ramban, between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah. Okay? It's even clearer, according to Ramban, even not Rav Chaim. That's why I wanted that. You'll excuse me. Okay? So what I want to tell you is maybe I'm completely missing. The Pshat Mitzvah HaMitzvahs was, or that the Mitzvah HaMitzvahs, the Torah, for Etn Lecha, in Har Sinai, in Treche Onan V'Arofel, in the Shmo HaGadol, was given Luchai Se'evin, V'Atera, because Torah had to be given by Shmo HaGadol, and Mitzvah HaMitzvahs. And it could be that the Mitzvah HaMitzvahs were machshir, that any mitzvah which was given, or that the yisayt from the mitzvah was doch from the Shmo HaGadol of Moshe Rabbeinu. See, it could be you don't need behechetimsa, that the mitzvah had to be said, the tayag mitzvahs had to be said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the tzibui had to come through Shmo HaGadol. But that's what he wanted on a mitzvah, even according to Ramban, with the mitzvah mitzvahs, is the chmushra shehal Sinai. But you see, it could be, all I would tell you, is the Ramban al Atera would say, tayag mitzvahs nemla Moshe Misinai, was the mitzvah mitzvahs were nemla Moshe Misinai. And that itself is enough. And that itself is machshir, that according to Ramban, even anything which gate the Chaim, which goes into Tayag, basically the Yisrael of it is Shmo HaGadol. Because that was it, that was the nevuah of Mispar Mitzvahs.
What was Torah then?
Torah. Because see, you have to. We'll see about this later. The Ramban's opinion was that the Torah. I'll come back to exactly how this comes. Okay, I'll come back to it. Okay, we'll see. Okay, now. It will be, we'll see, come back to this very soon. Then, once you're ready to accept that, it's not Stam a Meseir of Tayag Mitzvahs, or that the Shmo HaGodol is the Yisrael for Mitzvahs, so then I'm not sure how bad it is that maybe the Yisrael of Mitzvahs is the Shmo HaGodol. There are many Rambans that discuss this issue of the that when Moshe and the Klai Yisrael didn't see the Shmo HaGodol and they didn't have it, you know, the Rambans go back and forth discussing Yisrael, how this actually happened. But the Shmo HaGodol was Moshe, and that was the Etnoch at the Eben Mel to Torah Mitzvah. If that's correct, maybe there's a double poshet that the Ancient of Mitzvahs, if they came through a Nevuah, since the Yisaid was the Mitzvah Mitzvah, the Shmo HaGodol, shouldn't be bothered by that. And maybe, there was another question I was bothered by, and maybe it answers this problem. Are the Ancient of Hascholos important for us to know in Minyan HaMitzvahs? You see, the Rambam does mention them, and maybe they are a chesed. But Halachas Gedolos uses Einchim even to categorize mitzvahs as follows. And not only does that, he says the following, even before he mentions the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He says, Teyre tzivul ono Moshe, Teyre begimati hochi havi, Sheish meos v'achas esrei hava, Onoichi v'lo yiyem p'yad v'lo shomum, Sholish mitzvahs meis, V'shishim v'chamesh mitzvahs loisase, U'mosai v'avoyi mushmona mitzvahs ase, Kol mekaimam zircha l'olom habo, V'chol o'iva aleyim, Nidam b'shisha einshin, skila, sreifa, hereg, v'chenek, misas, misa, v'kodes, umalkus. Then he continues and mentions Tayag Mitzvahs. So what's the scoop here? If you're ready to say, or that the ancient, okay. So the Rav, when he flipped against the Minchas Chinuch's question, he was talking about Teva, okay. But maybe the importance of the issue of ancient and Oivar Adivrei Novi is really in terms of the mitzvahs, okay. So once you say the Yisrael of mitzvahs is the Shmo HaGodol in the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Yisrael of Mitzvahs is also Einshin and not this, I don't know how bad it is that certain mitzvahs were said later not to Moshe. And even though the Chiyuv is Duch Aaron, but the Yisrael HaChiyuv is also Har Sinai. Because the Yisrael HaChiyuv of Moshe is also not enough. The Yisrael HaChiyuv has to be Shmo HaGodol.
I didn't get what you're doing with the Onshin. I don't know what, how did Onshin do anything.
The question is, when Aaron tells me, Aaron says the Parshas Suyayin, is the person who violates that Parsha Oivar Divrei Novi, or it's dini from teira for mitzvahs. So it's really not teira. It's only teira toch Moshe Rabbeinu later. B'shaita wasn't teira, but b'shaita was a mitzvah and tayag mitzvahs.
Somebody says Shema Godel, so we have to start.
Yeah, but he didn't say b'shema Godel. You see, it only became a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah because of the Shema Godel, because it went into mitzvah mitzvahs. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shlomo told us a certain number of mitzvahs say and mitzvahs lois say. And those mitzvahs later relate to that nevuah. Because, I'm not saying that I can tell you that this is the answer, okay? But I must tell you, I have no clue what the mitzvah mitzvahs is, okay? Not that, if you say this, you have a clue, you know what you're talking about. And I also have no clue of what's going on with Alan. And I have no clue also what the Bahag wants to stress, that part of the definition of Asholos are the Unction.
I was not getting what the Unction was.
Does that make the slot stronger? That the sort of Tayyar Shema Godel and the Unction were set to Moshe and Harsina? Is that what
I don't know. You see, I'm not sure. He says, Sholosh Mezuz is a Masayimah, Kol Makayimam Zirchel Mahavo, Bechol Iva Aleihem, Nidam Beshisha Oinshim. I get the impression that the issue of Chiluke Oinshim, according to him, is part of the basic definition of what mitzvah is all about, of Asholos.
Of the Misbar mitzvahs or the mitzvahs?
See, I'm not even sure, you see. I don't know if it makes a difference. It might be, but I don't know if it makes a difference. But you see, we thought when the Rav said it over in the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, he said the question whether it's Torah or not. Okay? I'm not sure, according to the Ramban, that that's the issue. The issue is not whether it's Torah. The issue is whether it's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, they're ancient. And it's not b'chlau, the Oivar Divinovi. So, but the only way that I can imagine to mafkir that it's not Oivar Divinovi, it's a very strange thing. How does it happen? Avin's giving a nevuah, and he's telling you something, thus this a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. But Avin's the Chanovi. So the fact, so why shouldn't have an Oivar Shechimis in the Shabbayah? So all I'm telling you, if Oinchim are also part of the basic definition of mitzvahs,
once becomes a mitzvah, it's a
and that's why it's very, that's why the Bahag is telling you when he explains Kol Oiva Aleihem that the Oinchim are part of the basic definition of mitzvahs.
And once there's an Oinchim's mitzvah, the Oinchim's Divinovi goes away, like Kimle or something.
I didn't say anything. So the question is, what does it mean then? Okay. This, I'm afraid to even speak about. Okay. It's certainly clear. So the question is, can you have ancient? Okay. So you can say in Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu that, it's an adifa chas nevuah, and the whole din of Divinovi wasn't said. Okay. But you come into Aaron. You should have both. Okay. I'm just not sure that the whole kasha makes sense, okay? Because if I'm doing it as a tzivui for Hashem, which relates to Har Sinai, do I look at Aaron being the mitzaveh, or I just look at his being a conduit to tell us what was in the mitzvah mitzvahs, and this is the mitzvah mitzvahs. So I'm not sure how difficult this question is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All I'm telling you, when you come out of it, you're going to have to finish off, okay? That I don't think Chaim Yisrael Shemayim, but Eva Debe Aaron. Okay, I find it hard to believe. you have to deal with the issue of what the Ramban wants in mitzvah mitzvahs. The mitzvah mitzvahs certainly were given in the Vul Shema Agadol. And the question is, and what the Ba'ag wanted, why was it so important before he even mentions the Minyan HaMitzvah, before he counts the mitzvahs, he says this. Shh. Okay. Now, well, next point. Okay. Once you assume, okay, this I think is mamish. If it's true, it's all very important. Like, you know, a lot of things come together. And it's a lot of food for thought. I'm not trying to tell you that, oh, that's the pshat, okay? But I am trying to tell you that a lot of difficult things going on here. Shh! And if you accept this thesis, a lot of things might be answered, okay? It's not like I try to do, like, you know, one and one is two and this and that, but, you know. Okay. Next. Now, let's go back to this line on Banas here. Vu hayadeya. Okay. According to the Mandioma, Megillah Nitno, the Chelik Shalatel Migureshis Atzev Shmo is Nema Baal Sinai. So the Torah wasn't said B'Shmo Agadol then. According to the Mandioma, Megillah Nitno, what happened? We don't know. Have to know. Assuming it might be worse. Okay. But I don't know. According to my chesum, it might have been given later, okay? Let's say it was given later. But according to Megillah Nitno, even according to my Megillah Nitno, okay? Only thing that was given at Har Sinai was the Bereshis at the end of the Shmos. This is your question, correct? I think you asked.
It's the time.
Yeah. So, but the Ramban says, who are your day? Ki ateira lo tinosen b'shem kel shakai. And this give always. Okay, so what's going on here? Okay. The Torah was only given Kel Shakai, okay?
Couldn't be given Kel Shakai.
No, could only be given, not Kel Shakai, I'm sorry. B'Shem, Shem HaGod, I meant Shem HaGod. The Torah could only give B'Shem HaGod, I'm sorry.
And it was given, that the first segment of the Torah was given B'Shem HaGod.
But that's not, but the rest of the Torah was not. What happened to the rest of the Torah? From Vayikra until the end of the volume. It wasn't given Shema Agadol. Shema Agadol, the Nevuah of Shema Agadol was only Har Sinai. After Oil Moyen, it was only...
How do you know that?
Because Rambam says, Kodesh Shechina was only there. He doesn't say...
Torah is the whole Torah. It was given Shema Agadol. Why did it again?
Let's go slowly. Ramban Shmos Chav Dal Gimel, okay? let's see what the relationship with Shmuel Gadol. Let's just see what Shmuel Gadol is and when Taylor is given Shmuel Gadol, okay? Chav Dalet Gimel. Umoyshe bo imohem el makoy mo'am v'sip es l'kulam es kol divrei Hashem v'heim omu nase v'chule. Okay? Then he goes on v'ata po amor. Ibo yodabra ilecho es kol ha-mitzvah v'achukim mishpotim ha-she t'lamdeim. Zeru she'oma v'kan v'yet l'cho es luchos ha-eb matur ha-mitzvah ki l'cho levat cho eten es ha-teira v'ha-mitzvah ha-she t'lamdeim v'osu oiso kashir nodru la'aseis. Okay. So the Torah v'ha-mitzvah is ya'osit. In Chof Dalet Yud Beis, okay. Vayim Hashem el Moshe, alei alei ahoro, he amitzvah, she'om aloi me'emesh, alei el Hashem, v'nigash Moshe, levado el Hashem. V'yata b'yom ha-shvi, ho'yisif loy leimo, v'hoyo shom, v'heyeshom, v'yetna l'cho, ki yis'aki b'har, עד כי ייתן אלוב לוחס אבן בתאו המצווה, ואשר כוספתי יחזור על הלוחס, ולהירויס על התאו המצווה. ושיר הכוס נתן לוחס לוחס אבן אשר כוספתי, והתאו המצווה להירויס על, והוא כאשר עומר במשנה תאירה, ואדברו אליך את כל המצווה חוקים משפטים אשר תלמדי. So it means Vatera Vamitzvah, it started then, so what exactly happened? What did he give him? Lohiloisom. He's telling him also that the kernel starts now and everything continues later. Which is very strange, no? He says, Asher Kosafti is referring to Luchos. That exists.
There will be a continuation of how Torah is given over the time. Torah is given over time.
Yeah. So I tell you, that's also very strange. But I tell you, my mitzvah changes from Akdomo, and it's not even the mitzvah. So what is it? But I tell you, my mitzvah, the Yoisom. Ki yis'akim ad she'itein elov, luchas em v'teir v'amitzvah. V'shir ha'kosuv, v'yet luchas, luchas ha'ev, v'asher kosafti. V'ateiru v'amitzvah lo'iroisom. V'hu kasher omer mishnah teira v'adabre lecho es kol amitzvah v'achukah mishpotim asher talamdim.
So it was all given a kol?
So the question is, what was given? Okay, just you have to decide what he says.
I don't see what where the Shem HaGadol gets.
The Shem HaGadol. The Shem HaGadol is only Har Sinai. There's no, you don't find. The Ramban only says in Ol Moed. In Ol Moed was only Shechina. He doesn't say the Shem HaGadol. It wasn't saying it was on the Bar Rochel. It was on the Bar Rochel there. That's what he says. The Shem HaGadol. He says, let me read another Rabban. Oi, yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shel emes, ki kol ha-teru kul l'shmois shal ha-kodesh baruch hu, sh'ateves mischalkais l'shemois, v'chulei. And Kiyuvah v'gematiyah shal shemois u'kvah kosav Rabbeinu Shlomo v'piyusha v'talmud inyan Hashem ha-godol shal ayin beis. And basically what he's trying to tell you is that the Torah itself is Shmo ha-godol. He has suvah bli hefzik tevoit v'yesher v'kriyas שתיקו על דרך שהשמויס ותיקו על דרך כי עשינו. This is all In other words, Torah, by definition, is the Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and required the Vuv Shmo HaGadol. I don't know, I challenge you to show me that the Ramban talks about other places in Mishneh Torah besides in Chumash that there was Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu Shmo HaGadol besides Nevuah Har Sinai.
Wasn't the Mishkan supposed to be just a replica of Har Sinai?
He talks about the Shechod B'Seisa, but I don't think, if you look at it, he talks about the things Kvod Hashchina. He doesn't talk about Shmo HaGadol. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm ready for you to show me. Okay, now I want to show you two things. Okay. The Rambam has done an amazing thing over here. The Rambam has learned the Gemara in Eruvim. Tana Rabbanan, Keita Tzei the Mishnah. Moshe li me li piya gvura, lam piya gvura, nichnas alun, v'shan aloi. Moshe pi ruka. The Chulei Ganzer say that, right? What was the syllabus? So the Chayyur coined the Ramban that the mitzvah mitzvahs of Nemer Har Sinai, the Pashto syllabus, the same thing as Rashi in Eruvin, that the syllabus was Torah Shabbat Peh, Shomar Yisrael. Okay. Comes the Rambam, and I think the Rambam says that this, and the Ramban goes out of his way, the Rav Simloi is also some, just Asmach the Balma. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Mishneh Torah seem to say differently. In Nagdomu Ram to the Mishneh Da, Shekol Mitzvah, Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Rabbeinu, Nitna Loi Pirusha. Hoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oime Loi HaMikro V'yachkach Oime Loi Pirusha O'Biuhoi V'chol Ma Shekol O'Isa HaMikro Mechukom. Vakacho yisayv limud liYisrael, ho yibol oholoi, nichnas etzloi, aharoi tchilu mazdeloi hamiko shekibo achas, pam achas, umulamdo pirusha. And this, the Ram says, and Pirush Mishnayis after quotes the klolos in Pirushim, the klolos of Protos of the Gemara in the Teres Kohanim, that the klolos of Protos are talking about mitzvahs. He learns this maima of klolos and Protos is talking about Tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah says, the Ram Mishneh Torah says, "Kol haMitzvah sheNitna lo leMoshe beSinai bePirusha Nitna, sheNem vetno po esaluchos, cho even vaTorah Mitzvah. Torah is the Torah of Ksav, haMitzvah hePirusha. Some last Torah pia Mitzvah. UMitzvah zu hi haNikras Torah shabalpeh. Kol Mitzvah kosa Moshe v'chule, and the Torah kosa Moshe." And the mitzvahs, the Torah Shabbat Peh was the Shiva Zakenin, correct? And was the Maseir L'Deris. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis clearly says that the Seder of Limud, L'Deris, in the Midbar, what each person was given the Mikra of the mitzvah. And the Pirusha, and they tell him the Dina from Sukkah, Bechule. That's his Zomel B'Braisa. Vaydaba Hashem HaMoshe Ba'al Sinai, Matam Le Ba'al Sinai, In the middle of the discussion of the thing,
In writing Mishneh Torah and having Sefer HaMitzvos as a Hakdomo was somehow to bring back Otto the Dimisera from Ketzat Seda Mishnah or Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai or Masur Yeshua, and what was the Misera from the Aboyim Deiris. And he decided not to write Mishneh Torah in the Tzur from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not reflective of the Ketzat Seda Mishnah of the Seda Limud from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Am and the Maseret Torah of our Peh, and Mishneh Torah is. That is point number one. The Rambam has done, and that is why the Rambam feels that Sefer HaMitzvos and Minyan HaMitzvos is central to the Maseret. Because according to the Rambam, everything revolves about the Maseir from Tayyad Mitzvahs. This is Ketzat Seda Mishnah. And that's why, in order to write Mishneh Torah, he needed, it wasn't just as he talks about it in the Psicha, as just a Hakdoma and a Psicha to the Mitzvahs. To Mishneh Torah and way to organize Mishneh Torah, but somehow to recreate the Misera. And that's the Ketzat Seda Mishnah, and that's the Ram had in mind. And that's what the Memory of Simloi is all talking about. And that's why the Memory of Simloi is Mamish a Yisei Godo in the Misera. And it's a Purusha Makor of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, if that's correct, I'll tell you something else. Otto, the Gemara in Sukkah says like this, Mem Beis Amar Aleph, Yodei Ledaber, Ovid loim de Tera, Kriyishma. Tera Mahi, Omar Rav Amnuna, Tera Tzivolonu Moshe, Moiroshe Kilas Yaakov. Or the Diha Rav Amnuna, with the Bala Memra, it says that what are you teaching? What does it mean, Tera? So the Gemara Sukkah tells us that what we teach a Talmud, a son, a child, in Ketzat Seda Limud, we start learning with him, or that the Sheirish of the Limud is the Mem of Menuna. Okay? And Rav Menuna quotes this pasuk as the Yisrei for Tayag Mitzvahs. And Shema Yisrael, which according to the Ram learns,
That's the mitzvah of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kabbalah Malchusei. So Ovid Maschil L'Lami Roisei Kro the Torah. That's the Ram quoted Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Me'amosai Oviv Chai V'Lam De Torah Mishiach L'Daber M'Lam De Torah Tzivulonu Moshe Ushma Yisrael. The Torah he Hamisera L'Chayyat that comes out. Torah is the Messiah of entire Mitzvot. And that's what we're trying to teach the child. It's Rashi learns a different thing. Rashi learns that the kavona is the kain kro shedibaltabo. Shezeo adibo vasicha shoksicha vudivetir. Rashi in Dvorim. In Perik. Perik Yud Aleph Posik Yud Tes Ledaber Bom Mashma Shehaben Kishehaben Yodeh Ledaber Lindeu Teira Tzivolono Moshe Shehei Ze Limud Dibuloi V'dibar Tabom Mikan Omu Kishatinot Maschel Ledaber Ovim Messiah Imoi, Boloshin Akridish Mulam de Terra. Vimloy Osikain Hayuki Ukoivre, Shnemo, Limarte Voisom, Es Benechem Ledaber Bom. So that you see, I think it's clear in Rambam that that's the Mesera and that's the importance of Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay, and I think that's also what you're teaching the child. Okay. It's also clear to me that the Ramban agrees with the Ramban that the Torah is the Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what it had to be. Okay? The question is, what exactly is what was the case that saved our Mishnah according to the Ramban? We have no clue. Okay? We also, and where we're standing in terms of this issue of whether mitzvahs were a nevuah, Shmo Agoda, what does it mean the mitzvah were given to Aaron, which is what the Ramban opens up, Kilu, you don't know where you're standing afterwards. I was only wondering whether the Ramban in Nakdomo could be answered this question, okay? And then I'm still waiting, I'll wait for you, I challenge you to find that the Ramban learns that there's Nevuah from Shmo Agodo besides Har Sinai, and besides what occurred in Har Sinai, whether was it general, did it generally envelop Moshe Rabbeinu when he went to Ol Moed, a Nevuah from Shmo Agodo? Certainly it's true that the Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Okay? That's very clear. That's what Ramban says in Baal Yisro. Okay? You say that? Questions? Hope you're not disappointed. I think it's an interesting thesis. I think both the question of what the Ramban wants with Mispa Mitzvahs, and also the issue of Ketzer Seidah Mishnah, I think, are very, very important. I mean, the question of Shat Limon Sukkah is interesting, but it's not like, you know, but you say these things. The other thing you say these things. Seidah?